All right, on this episode of Bouks Talkin' Bouts, very excited to be talking to an individual set for quite the intriguing co-main event fight at BKFC 48. It all goes down on August the 11th as G. Perez knuckles up and toes the line against Bryce Hall. And getting to speak to Bryce for the first time on the show, how's everything going, man? You having a solid day so far?
Yeah, just finished my first training session of the day. I'm kind of drained, but we're here.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of the work, like at least from what we've gotten to glean from some of the social media and stuff, seemed to really come from Lorenzo Hunt. I guess I'm curious, like, to get the timeline for how all of that even began. Like, did you reach out to him? Did he reach out to you? Like, how did all that go, I guess?
I actually asked the BKFC to connect me with him. I've seen, like, his highlight knockouts. I've seen his power. And I think we have a similar-ish build. G. Perez is coming up to a 165 weight. I'm going down to 165, but I'm a built guy. So I feel like our fighting styles would be similar in the sense of we're the big bullies walking around just, you know, hitting hard.
Yeah, and you talk about, like, transitioning in the weight for this one. I was seeing an interview you had a bit ago saying that was, like, seemingly one of the bigger hurdles. Like, how have you navigated that? Like, have you, I guess, collaborated with a nutritionist or anything of the sort?
Yeah. My roommate is actually, like, a chef, so he makes all my meals for me, and I pay him for that. But I signed this contract at 195. I'm about 177 right now, and I have to get down to 165. But it's mainly water now, so just draining everything out.
And I guess I'm curious just when bare knuckle even got on your radar, like not even through the lens of even wanting to participate in it, but like when did it, you know, first pop up on your radar and, you know, catch your intrigue, I guess?
Bare knuckle is blowing up. I think it's going to be a massive sport, especially after August 11th and people see the first influencer try it out. I think I wanted to do it, and I don't think. I know I wanted to do it because I know I hit hard. I know I have knockout power. I've knocked people out. In my last fight, I didn't get to prove anything over some bullshit. And this is, in a sense, my redemption to do a bare-knuckle fight against a 3-0 bare-knuckle fighter in his prime. So.
And I guess how long have you been navigating this for? Like, you talk about it being a redemptive thing. Like, I feel like it's been a little bit since you had your gloved boxing fight. Like, when did, I guess, this kind of redemptive path kind of present itself? Like, was it something you wanted to, I guess, get on the ball with, like, right away, and this opportunity just seemed to, like, pan out? Like, how did all that go, I guess?
I've been training because I knew I was going to hop on an influencer card this year. It was my movie stuff that was stopping me from all that. So I had, like, a bunch of influencer fight offers, but the fighters weren't the fighters that I wanted to fight because I'm an 0-1 boxer, so, like, what big fight could I get? Then I saw a bunch of clips on my For You page and, like, all throughout my Instagram of bare knuckle, just people getting brutally knocked out. And I sent it to Brad, my manager, and I told him that I wanted to do it. And he said that I was a psycho for wanting to do it. And I said, I know, but sign me up for this. I want to do this.
Because, I mean, like, you're kind of touching on it, and I've seen it from some interviews even. Like, I feel like you can really gain so much from this. Like, even if you just have, like, some sort of valiant showing, I feel like it could even open up a lot for you in the gloved boxing kind of, like, influencer space. Is that kind of how you're looking at it too? Because, I mean, you're the first to do this. Like, they had some influencer fights, but it felt like they kind of rolled out that it was, like, gloved boxing kind of, like, close to the card. So it seems like you're the first one to really be stepping out and everything, so it seems like a big moment.
I'm going to be the first and only influencer to ever do this, I would assume. I think a lot of influencers are going to say they want to try it, but they're not going to. I think once they see what happens on August 11th, they're going to realize it's way too brutal for them. I'm not scared. I'm not scared to get punched in the face. I'm not scared to punch someone in the face bare knuckle. I've done it. this is something that I just want to do. I want to do it.
And I guess when did G. Perez kind of get on the radar? Because, like, when you were kind of in your glove boxing there, it seemed like the Austin McBroom feud kind of got drummed up a fair bit. And it seems like something similar is happening here in a certain regard. Like, is it a similar kind of temperament for this one, large in part, or maybe a bit different?
I think once I announced that I was doing, like, a bare knuckle fight, because we were already in contact with Dave Feldman, G. Perez saw an opportunity to hop on, like, oh, man, I want to fight this influencer for an easy, like, oh, I'm going to get this influencer, beat his ass, blah, blah, blah. Then I watched his fights. I saw that he was 3-0 or 2-0 at the time, and I was like, okay, let me see, like, what this guy's about. Noticed that he fights at, like, 125, 135 lightweight, so I thought, like, okay, this fight wouldn't happen. He's way too light for me. And then he made another video saying that he would fight me at any weight. So then I was like, okay, not really impressed with anything that he's done. Like, he's a good fighter, but I wasn't like, oh shit, I'm scared to fight this guy. I think I can get the best of this dude. Let's sign the contract. Let's run it. 165. We'll meet in the middle.
And I guess maybe some of this is predicated on how certain things roll out with this upcoming fight, but, like, what's the, I guess, overall arc here? Like, do you have a broader vision for maybe, like, multiple fights within BKFC? Is it, like, trying this out and kind of seeing, like, what the fit is? Like, what's the mentality in that sense, I guess?
I won't really know that answer until after my first fight with them.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ideally, I would like to work with them a lot more.
And I guess just tying it back to, like, some of the work with Lorenzo, like, is the work mostly domestically you're getting it in? Because I know he's had some camps in Puerto Rico before and stuff like that, and it seems like that pays dividends just with, like, the intense heat out there with some of the cardio work. I mean, I'm sure there's places in America you could, you know, get a similar kind of dynamic, but, like, is that something you and Lorenzo have been doing a little bit?
Oh, yeah, there. Wait, hold up, sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, no, this camp with Lorenzo, he's been working my ass off. I've had no, like, time to really do anything other than wake up, train, sleep, wake up, train, eat nothing, and then just go back to sleep and then wake up and train. Like, it's my days are completely jam-packed with just training or preparing to train again 2 times a day. Dropping weight like crazy now because we're 2 weeks away. I wasn't really focusing on, like, the weight loss until, like, the last 3 weeks to drop, like, mostly water.
Yeah, and I guess the reason I brought that up is because with this being in New Mexico and, like, the higher altitude and all, I was curious, like, how much that was being accounted for. I mean, Lorenzo Hunt has some of the best fight IQ in the game, so I would think he'd be bringing that into the camp anyway, but just how, like, what, I guess, you know, speaking to the fight IQ part of it, like, how has the learning curve been with figuring out this sport? Because it seems like you're under, like, one of the better learning trees.
I'm learning a lot more of, like, the inside fighting, grappling. I was a wrestler growing up, very comfortable with grappling, and I know there's a lot of different rules when it comes to BKFC versus, like, actual boxing. And to be honest, I can see that working heavily in my favor because of my wrestling background. So this fight, I'm going to be a dog.
So, like, that's going to be the generalized approach? Like, maybe, like, that pressure-heavy, like, infighting, use your size advantage to kind of wear on him sort of thing?
I'm going to be patient, but if it comes to being on the inside, I don't think G. Perez is going to want to be there.
And I'm curious, like, what the temperament is with some of the other, I guess, influencer peers. Like, you were talking about more some of the specific fighters not wanting to kind of venture into this lane, but I guess just some of the other, like, content creator peers, like, what are they thinking about this? Are they looking to come out live and check out the fight? Is there a certain enthusiasm? Is there, like, a cautious optimism? Like, what's the temperament? Does it kind of vary a bit?
Yeah, all of my influencer friends, they all reached out and said that I'm psycho for trying this. A lot of them are going to come to the fight. A lot of them are going to watch the fight. But this just puts me on a whole different level than all these other influencer boxers. And that's, like, one of the main reasons I wanted
and I guess I'm curious, I'm almost using the parlance of pro wrestling a little bit, but it seems like you're almost like relishing in the heel role a little bit. Like, it seems like there's almost a, like the bare knuckle space is kind of like looking at you as like the kind of like influencer interloper almost. I don't know that I'm as inclined to kind of see it like that myself. I think it's interesting that you're kind of endeavoring down this path, but is that a fair characterization? Do you almost relish in kind of playing like a heel role almost, or just it's part and parcel with what it is almost, and it's inconsequential, I guess.
Did you say a hero?
Like a heel almost, like the bad guy, like jeer the hometown crowd, like insult the sports team kind of thing, like.
I mean, I'm going in as like the massive underdog. I don't think I'm like there's a villain nature to my persona. I think I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna do my thing, and I'm gonna get a lot of people pissed when I beat their boy up. Like it's not gonna be like a
Bryce Hall and G Perez knuckle up and toe the line of BKFC 48 on August the 11th. This is Bouks talking bouts.